We can open our Bible at Acts 8. This is one of my favorite chapter. You know, there is a baptized today. Pastor, there's a baptized today. Where is the pastor? I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. do you have a baptism today? No, we don't have, as I know. But I still like this scripture, you know, I usually I'm preaching if you have a baptism, but there is some encouragement. I find three very good encouragement in this short passage. But before we start, I would like to pray. Let's pray now. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for your goodness. Thank you for this Bible scripture as an old story what we just read it. Thank you as what you did there. The Ethiopian eunuch heart, and I know you would like to work in your heart today. Please do that in this night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'm so glad if I look this passage. You know, this is one of my favorite passages. As we saw here, the Lord of Angels spoke to Philip. And I'm just so glad I see the Philip reaction, and I know I'm sure it's always a huge blessing if a Lord speaking to us. Am I right? If the Lord speaking to us, it's always a blessing, a huge blessing, and I'm sure He would like to speak to you today. Even a broken English speaker here, he has a message for you, and he would like to speak to you, as he did through his angel to Philip. Tonight, we can see a great blessing if someone have a correct, good reaction. And, you know, I'm almost sure the Lord would like to working in your heart. And it just depends what is your reaction. We can see here the God spoke to him, and I know he would like to spoke to you, but the time coming very soon, and after the God will never talk again, never speak again to you, because the rapture coming, and with the rapture we will go to the heaven. Am I right? Would you like to come with us? Who will come with me? Oh, almost every amen. Come on. Yeah, and maybe someone just not coming with us. I don't know, but I know the time is coming, and we will go to the heaven, and many people will stay here on the earth, and here starting the 7 years tribulation, you know, and after, you know, 1,000 years, and then after a great suffering forever. I know it's not anew for you, but I would like if you just remember that. Just keep in your mind, many people will go to the hell, and we know the truth, and God would like to use us as a missionary. How many missionary here tonight? How many missionary? 1, 2, 3. Okay, come on. How many? How many missionary here tonight? Yes, everybody a missionary. We have a mission. Before Jesus go to back to the heaven, he said, go ye and tell them the truth and make them my disciples and baptize them and teach them, you know, Matthew 20. We know that. 28, 19 and 20. We know that. But it's better if we keep in our mind. This is our mission to tell them the truth. And as we read here in this passage, God spoke to Philip, and Philip's reaction was, what was Philip's reaction? The verse 26 say, just go there as I send you to the road, as go from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert, this is danger, but I tell you, just go there. And what was Philip's reaction? 27, and Philip says to the Lord, okay Lord, I am ready to go, but I have many other things. And I need to do my housework first. That is here, there? The English Bible, no? No, no. Okay, it's not. Oh, no. He said, okay, Lord, I'm so glad you just picked me and send me, but I have many other important things in my life. I have no time to go. That's what he say? No. He said, oh, Lord, please send someone else, because I'm afraid. It's too dangerous. That's what he said. No, he arose and went. That was his reaction. So God speak to him. And Philip's reaction was very, very good. The first very good encouragement here. God is able. God is able to speak to the people at Philip's time and our time too. He is able to speak to you. Are you here tonight? Are you listening here? He would like to talk to you, not a man or a woman who sit next to you. He would like to talk to you. What is your reaction? Oh Lord, yes. Yesterday was a very good preaching. Your pastor preaching every Sunday, very good. And then I'm ready. I have a tracks. Let's look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 tracks. 4 people got saved tomorrow. Okay, I'm ready. But before you go there, you have some hindrance. Sometimes, or I don't know, but you are ready to go there, but just happening hindrance, and you can't go there. But you know, the first encouragement, he would like to talk to you. Go, and that's why our missions conference here. We just come back and talking. I mean, give account what happened. We give account. Yeah, actually, what happened in the field, and God, how many blessed us, and something like that. And you listening, and do like this, and go home. No! The missions conference, we would like to make you encouraging you to go and do same, because we all, everybody, we are missionary. So, as we see, here a story. We just saw the very, very good encouragement. God is able to talk to speak to us. And another thing, you know, we just saw here Philip's reaction. Philip's reaction was correct. Very good. What was Philip's reaction? He was listening to him. So, if you are here tonight, are you listening to him? Or you just said, oh, it's another preacher here. What time is supper at home? I'm so hungry, something like that. And like this. Or you are listening to him. He would like to talk to you. I would like to send you to your area. You can be a missionary today, tomorrow. You know, and maybe tonight. You can go and tell them the truth. The people who are living around you. But maybe your reaction is not correct. His reaction was listening to him, and was be obedient, right? He was obedient. He just arose and went. He have no any excuse. Sometimes we have excuse why we don't go to the field or to the neighbor. And this is happening sometimes because we thinking very mannish. Is it correct? Mannish, like a man. We thinking like a man, not like God. God had a plan here through Philip, and Philip was obedient. Why? First, he was listening to him and was obedient and had no excuse. These 3 things, what God expects from us. Listening to him, be obedient, and have no excuse. And you know, sometimes we have excuse because we're just thinking like a man. Oh, what will his reaction? What my boss, what will tell me my boss if I tell the gospel to them? Is it a good idea if you go back tomorrow to the work and bring some tracks with you and give your boss? Is it a good idea? Oh, maybe Monday I don't need to go to work. Maybe Friday either. But maybe not. Philip thinking as God wants him to thinking. He went, he arose and went, you know. And a story coming to my mind. One of the ladies just got saved in our church. And she was very enthusiastic. And then he said, the pastor, I would like to tell my everywhere am I go, where I'm going. And she did. She went to the work. And she's work was a little company. And the family was a company. And first, she just always talking with a boss, you know, a man, you know. She was always happy, And she's just talking about Jesus. And her life was changed a little bit. And the man, first time, wasn't any reaction. And he don't come to the church this Sunday. But next Sunday, he came. He came to the church and he don't saved. You know, he was not saved. He went home and the next Sunday he come and guess what happened? He got saved, yes. And he bring his family to the church. And just Friday, the next Friday, his wife and one of his daughter got saved. And 2 weeks later, the second daughter got saved. All family, they are in the church. Right now, they are there. And that was a great experience. And she was so happy. And that's what we see here. He was obedient. And sometimes if we want to go and tell them the truth, sometimes we just, before we are there, we just step back. Why? Because we're thinking manish and we're thinking about the details. You know? If Philip thinking about the details, he don't go there. If he has a little here, you know, he don't go there. But he thinking who is sent me? The Lord of Lord, the I am, a big I am sent me. So why am I afraid? He went there and you know the story, what happened? Because our responsibility, not thinking about the details, our responsibility to be listening to Him and be obedient and have no any excuse. You know, it's a great thing what it happened. If we look through this story, what happened there? So the Lord say to Philip, hey Philip, go to this road, Jerusalem to Gaza, and go there. It is danger, right, but I would like to go there. So God put him to this road, right? And after, by accident, right? Accident? There is accident? No, I think no accident. But Ethiopian eunuch coming on his chariot. And what is he did? He leave his rolls, you know, the Bible. And I just imagine it's a big wood tire, you know, and he is sitting on, and he tried to read the scripture. And Philip is there, by accident, yeah, right? And he said, hey, do you understand what you read? And he just read it, and how can I understand if someone not guide me? See, the four things happen, just accident, right? No, it's not accident. And what was the Ethiopian eunuch reaction? Hey, the guy there, just kill them. That was, no. He said, would you like to come and sit here in my buggy and just tell me the truth? What is he talking here? And he was, come here. Do you see that? The Lord put together the details. He was not afraid. He just do what he can. Pastor, can you save someone? No, I'm not either. Anybody can? No, of course we're not. But we can show them the truth. Our responsibility only be listening to Him. Come to the church always. Read the Bible at home and listening. And be obedient. And have no reason. We always find, honestly, we always can find reason to not go, right? But our responsibility, just be obedient and listening to Him and have no reason. And the story is not done, you know. He is coming next to Him and they talking about what? They talking about the horse. Whoa, very nice horse. Oh, how this here is a powerful. Let's look at the teeth, you know. Oh, it's a very good horse. That's what they do. No, they're talking about Jesus, Jesus Christ. That's what we miss sometimes. Actually, we have a brave go there and, okay, here is my tracks. And actually, the tracks is not there anymore. And, oh, how are you? Oh, it's a nice car. Dodge? What kind of car has your pastor?
Dodge, right? No. Chevrolet you have? Minivan. Oh, minivan, the best car in the world. So this minivan, wow, look at that. Oh, it's powerful. Sometimes we just do that. You know, we forget where we went there, why we went there. But in the story, you saw he sit there and talking about Jesus. You know, we don't need to worry about the details. If you have someone in your mind, maybe your relatives or a neighbor or workmate, not saved, they will stay here, not just for the 7 years, but forever, suffering, a lot of suffering, you know. And won't you think you need to tell them the truth? Don't thinking about the details. It's not our responsibility. The details is God's responsibility. Our responsibility to listening to Him, be obedient, and have no excuse. Did you learn that tonight? And could you try it tomorrow, maybe tonight, to do that? And the story is not done, because he is talking about Jesus. And as they go together, water was there. And what is he say? The Ethiopian eunuch say, "Hey, there is a water. What's hindrance me to be baptized?" And the answer was, if you believe Jesus is God, if you believe that, you can be baptized. And you know, it's just tell me, they don't talking about horse or a weather or election or they don't. They talking about Jesus. And you know, my sermon is about God. God is able. God is able to speak to you. God is able, secondly, God is able to take care about the details. And third one, God is able to save anybody. We cannot to save, but He did. He, because of Jesus Christ, oh God, saved this man. And they just, you know, the brake, you know, like this. In Hungary, we have a brake here. And in your car is left hand, right? So, brake, and let's go to the water. In the water, you know, baptism. And out from the water, another message there. But anyway, everything just happened. Why? Because the details, it's not our. It's God's responsibility. Our responsibility to listening to Him, be obedient, and have no reason to say not for the Lord. And the story is not end, because what we read here, the number 39, they come out of other, and Philip has a very good experience. The Lord take him, and the story is not done. And a Ethiopian eunuch go forward in his way with joy. You know, this eunuch, as he came, he was very, very rich. He was, the money man in Ethiopia. And he was not happy. He just tried to find, you know, the truth from the Bible, but they don't understand, because no one guide him. And this is our responsibility here. Many people in Hungary, I believe here too, they try and just tell someone, there is our Catholic temple is full. Yeah, full of people, you know. They go there, but they don't understand anything, because no one guide them. And that's why the Lord touched my heart, and he called me to the ministry. Tell them the truth. And that's why the Lord saved you. You know why is the Lord save you? Why is Market Manor here in Chicago? Because He would like to use you. Tell them the truth. And you will be happy. And a man who got, or a woman got saved, he will be happy. And I know God would like if all Downers Grove will be happy. And all Chicago, all America will. Now he's not really happy, I know. But the Lord is in the throne. Am I right? Amen. So our trusting is not, we trusting the Lord. Okay, I don't politic. But anyway, we need to trust Him. And you know, proof, if you say, "Oh, I trust the Lord, okay, I obedient to the Lord, and I have no excuse," the proof is if you do that, you know, and it's coming from naturally from you, and you saw somebody and then automatically just give text and attracts and then talk with them. If it's not happening inside automatically, probably you have a problem. He asked me, "What hinders me?" As they are in the buggy, you know, and what hinders me? The weather is there. I got saved. And what hinders me? And the question tonight: what hinders you to be baptized? Anybody here need to be baptized? Anybody here need to be saved? What hinders you? Why, if you are not saved tonight, why not? God so loved the world, and He just gave His only begotten Son. And you know, our salvation is not by work; it's by grace. It's a gift from God, not by work. So if you are here tonight, you are not saved. Why not? You can be saved today. For by grace are you saved. You know, Ephesians 2. And if you are here, and just God talked to you tonight. Maybe you are not on the way. Maybe you have some time hindrance in your life. I don't know. Maybe a sin, a little sin. Nobody know that. And my wife know, but it's not a problem. Pastor don't know. Anybody, nobody know that. No. If you have something in your life, you need to confess your sin. And be happy. Because if you do that, you will be happy. And that's what the Lord wants to you. And on the end, I have only two questions tonight. The first question is, are you really a child of God? I don't ask you, your church member here, or other church. It's to be a market manner, to be a church member. It's a great thing. I would like to be. It's a very nice church. But you know what? Church membership doesn't save you. No. If you come to church and pay tithe, or be here and work there, and it's not saved you. Only the Jesus Christ, blood of Jesus Christ, able to save you. Are you saved? Are you sure? Are you 100% sure? If you have a question, it's better if you go to your pastor tonight. Pray with him. Come to me. I can help you. But first, your pastor. And you need to save today, because the time is coming. Any time can come, and I think we are very close. So just thinking about the second question: are you proclaim His wonderful things, what He did in your life? Does your life proclaim that? People around you know who are you, on your workplace or neighbor. People around you know what happened on the cross. Why is the cross their neck or sometimes here, everywhere? Why is there? What happened there? People around you know what happened on the cross. If not, who will tell them? You are the man. You are the best who can tell them. So if you are not, you can be start today. That's why the missions conference, we would like to just, you know, what am I do in Hungary? I don't do anything else. Just tell them what I was. You know what I was? John 8:44 says, I was a child of devil. Did you know that? And And John 3:16, you know, I just received Jesus Christ. I believe He is God, and I confess my sin to Him. And He saved me, and I got saved from 1995, May 2nd. I got saved, and I know for sure, 100% sure, I will go to the heaven. And, you know, that means save someone. If you are not sure, you need to be saved today. If you... If God talked to you and you are not sure, you are on your place as God would like to be there, just tell them the truth. Tell them what you were. You were a child of that, a devil. But the Lord Jesus died for me and I received Him. That's why what am I now? John 1:12, I am a son of God. praise the Lord. Just tell them, and you can be a missionary. You can be His wonderful servant. You know, one day we need to stand up in front of God, and we need to give account for Him what we did in our life. And sometimes the people say, "I have no time." You know, that's the most biggest lie things on the world. Because we all have 24 hours every day. Don't say me, "I have no time." Actually, I can't use wisely my time. One day we will, in front of God, and He will ask me, look at that. They are at the hell because of you. That would be very, very bad. So here is the time. If you are not sure about your salvation, you need to be saved today. If you are not sure, you are under your place. He would like to see you on your place. And here is the time. You can start again. You know, I was 18 years, the Baptist church member, and I was always at the church, and I was baptized, and you know, 18 years, no one asked me, "How did you get saved?" Since Jim Calise came to Hungary from America as a missionary, and he asked me, and I realized I was not saved, and I got saved, and I'm so glad since the time God changed me, and now I am so thankful for the Lord, and I would like to tell everybody in Hungary and even here. We just saw two cars in this side somewhere. There is a shop, and there was two cars everywhere, but these two cars was very special. You know why? Same flag was in these two cars. Hungarian flag inside. And what we do there? My wife read Hungarian something, the Market Manor Baptist Church. They are not here. Anybody? Valaki van itt magyarul? They are not here. Anyway, so we just write down and come. There is a great opportunity. Maybe a last one. I don't know. They don't come. But the Lord just gave a very good idea. Tell them the truth. I wish they come here tonight, but they don't. And that's what you need to do. But you know what? Just one thing more. If you don't feel that, you have a problem. And you have a hindrance. But the Lord Jesus can help you. If you're not saved, you need to be saved today. If you have a sin, you need to confess your sin and start again. And you will be happy. And the people around you will be happy. And this is God's will for you. And that's what He wants to talk to you. Would you like to pray with me? Would you like to close your eyes and bow your head?